In the Locker Room with Tunch and Wolf is presented by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Also brought to you by 84 Lumber, Build on What We Know, and Northwest Savings Bank. The switch is on to Northwest. Now back to Tunch and Wolf on 970 ESPN and 970ESPN.com.
Rob King filling in for Tunch Oakland. Today you have Craig Wolfley with you, as always, though, here in the Locker Room on 970 ESPN Radio, and we are happy to bring in Mike Harmon of Fox Fantasy Football and SwollenDome.com. Mike, thanks very much for coming on. How you doing today?
What is going on, fellas? Fired up for week three.
Michael, do you ever hit the caffeine the moment you wake up, or do you like kind of cruise a little bit and then hit the caffeine?
I'll tell you what, you know, now that you have the beauty of invention of being able to set your coffee pot to be done and brewed for you before you get down, I mean, other than injecting it into my veins, I mean, there's no faster delivery system.
Yeah, I've thought about the IV.
You thought
I've
about
tried
it.
I wanted to try it, but they told me it medically wasn't cleared here, so okay, I might have to might have to go to Europe for one of these treatments for that kind of thing, you know?
Hey, Mike, I got some fantasy questions for you.
Hit me.
Okay. I got to start one of these quarterbacks this week. I got to start Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's been, of course, lighting it up. Matt Schaub, who has been my starter for the first couple weeks, or Eli Manning. Who do I go with?
Fitzpatrick, with no hesitation whatsoever. New England with the pass defense first couple of weeks, they've been torched. I am a little worried about Stevie Johnson, the groin injury. We won't comment any further there. But David Nelson stepping up nicely last week with the 10 receptions. Fred Jackson currently working on a blog post. Who are the two guys that didn't get paid? Forte and Fred Jackson. Who did? Chris Johnson and D'Angelo Williams. Who's winning out in that? Who's looking a little smarter? Matt Schaub, not liking the matchup this week. You know, it's just we haven't gotten the big numbers out of him. Ben Tate, you're going to try to get him off a little bit. Fearful Greg Williams has a package for Schaub like he did for Jay Cutler. And then Eli Manning, the walking wounded at his wide receivers and just not throwing with confidence right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to follow up because I got all kinds. You're going to set ahead, my entire roster for me.
Yeah.
I'm liking this.
This is what we have the guru for.
I'm liking this. This is excellent. You mentioned Fred Jackson. I picked him up late, and I'm kind of waiting on I'm waiting on Daniel Thomas from Miami, and the other young running back I have just went completely out of my mind. But anyway, right now I've got Maurice Jones-Drew, I've got LeSean McCoy, and I've got a flex position. Do I put I've got some good receivers, and we'll get to that in a minute, but do I put Taylor in there as my flex guy this week at the running back position, or are you not happy with that running matchup against New England?
Well, he's certainly not going to make his living inside with Wilfork and Haynesworth there. I mean, he's just going to get swallowed up because that's what they do. But he catches the ball out of the backfield. So I think Fred's still a flex guy. And the general rule when it comes to the flex is take the guy that's going to get guaranteed touches. And you're going to see him touching the ball 15 times a game, however they're going to get it to him. So usually they win out over a wide receiver unless the matchup is just too tasty.
Ryan Matthews was my other guy that I'm waiting on, by the way. Ryan Matthews and Daniel Thomas. I'm kind of they're my farm system, Wolf.
Ryan Matthews for this week might actually trump Fred Jackson.
Really? Ryan Matthews? Okay.
Well, they're 16-point favorites at home over a woeful Kansas City squad. It means you're going to see a lot of work there, and they're getting him more involved now that he's healthy, and with Tolbert banged up a little bit, you're still seeing him in and around the action. And last week we actually saw him at the goal line, which was perhaps the first time he's ever done it and not just fallen down.
This is why Mike Harmon's an expert,
yes.
And I'm just a guy who plays fantasy
that's
football.
Right, that's right.
This is great stuff.
Michael, I have to ask you, should I add Vince Wilfork as one of my runners this week based on that great open field running we saw last week?
I'll tell you what, the fact that he got that far downfield was just fantastic. But what I could have done without was the extra super slow-mo. Made me get on the treadmill for an extra 15, let me tell you.
Have you ever seen so many moving parts on a big man?
having done my tours around training camp, and sometimes when you're waiting for a quote, I think you see more moving parts than you want.
Hey, Mike, here are my wide receivers this week, okay? I told you I was only going to play two of them. Maybe you'll convince me to play three. Here are my wide receivers this week. I got Miles Austin. I have Akeem Nix. I have the Tampa Bay Mike Williams. And I've got Kenny Britt, who seems to have it going on with Matt Hasselbeck.
Wow, you got three injured guys and a guy who did a best Houdini this past week in Mike Williams. Antoine Winfield absolutely erased him from the books last week. He's historically played well against Atlanta, but right now they're doing a lot of wishing and hoping. It looks like he and Josh Freeman, you go back to week one, all their completions were, I'm going to throw it up, and hopefully Williams is tall enough to make a play. So I'm not looking at him. With Britt, the hamstrings are barking already, so we're a little bit concerned there. Knicks not being able to get to downfield. Miles Austin also has a hammy, and he's probably going to miss this week. So he becomes the odd man out for sure, because it looks like he's going to be out for at least 1 or 2 weeks here. Kevin Ogletree, one of your ninja pickups perhaps for the week. The guy I'm going to sit down, barring an injury update, is Williams, though. I'm just not trusting that Tampa Bay offense right now.
Okay. You just set my roster for me, and I'm starring Ogletree as my guy.
Anyway, I didn't say to start him. I just wanted to get the name out there so that Wolf can attest that I know these rosters probably better than anybody should.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably better than Jerry Jones does, actually. But,
you know. Better than anybody should would suffice.
Suffice, right? Yeah.
Let me give you the phone numbers here again. 412-922-2874, #970 on Verizon Wireless. Fred in Moon Township. Fred, you are on with Mike Harmon from Fox Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, got a couple questions.
Burris or Percy Harvin? Well, even if they're limiting Harvin's touches, you know you're at least going to get your looks. I'm not so sure that Oakland doesn't spring a huge home upset here. And Burris, as much as they want to feed him the ball, you're looking at red zone targets. I don't know that he sees them.
So you like Harvin better?
I just think you're going to get more touches out of him, whether they get him the ball as a runner or they give him the quick dump-off passes. I mean, what we saw last week, if you watch the Tennessee game with Kenny Britt, was that, you know, just quick throw it down the line and let him make a play as guys back off. With Harvin's speed, they have to respect that as well. So I think they're going to do whatever they can to get him the ball quickly.
Okay, and then I'm holding on to, and I know this is weird, but I'm holding on to Peyton Manning. Do I have a chance to use them later in the year?
Well, you're just basically hoping that Kerry Collins rebounds from the 0-3 start.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really all you're hoping is that, you know, come week 9 or week 10 or whatever it may be, they're playing meaningful football. And I don't think everybody should be writing guys off. I've seen Austin Collie dropped in a lot of leagues. We're seeing Garcon dropped in a lot of leagues. I'd stash them on the bench because I think things will get a little better in Indianapolis. But will they get good enough to where Peyton's a viable play? I don't think so.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Fred. Thanks very much. Mike, I'm interested. How did you get into the fantasy football business? Did you just start clubbing everybody in your league and said, hey, wait a minute, maybe I ought to do something here, or did you attack it from a different angle?
I attacked it from within the walls of the Yahoo buildings in Sunnyvale, California, while I was helping to produce the fantasy products. When they launched their games back in 98, 99, I was there at the ground floor, and then we started getting all sorts of emails, people asking for advice, and, well, instead of replying to bug requests of, hey, this thing isn't working on my machine, I'd take care of that, and then I'd answer a couple of lineup questions, and slowly but surely started to become the loudmouth you hear today.
Now, by the way, he is our resident skunk whisperer, too.
Have you had any skunk sightings
lately, Michael?
You know what? They've been evicted by possums and raccoons in the area, so it's gotten a little more edgy out here towards the beach. I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
You know, you seem to have an awful lot of wildlife for, you know, California, L.A.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm 5 minutes from the beach, yet I've got, you know, a veritable zoo in my backyard.
Let me ask you a question, Mike, because I work for Root Sports here, and we have the Penguins and Pirates on our air. And when it comes to baseball, you know, people around the office will sometimes come, hey, what do you think about, you know, players, whatever. And I play fantasy baseball, so I have a pretty good knowledge of baseball, and yet I'm just a lousy fantasy baseball, but just terrible. My team's awful every year. And I guess maybe because it's not the most important thing to me, maybe it should be more important in my life. My question is this. Are you a good fantasy player? Are you in leagues? Do you win the title every year?
And I wouldn't say every year. Most leagues are played against other guys in the industry. Okay. Like, say for this year, I just lost Jamal Charles in every league I'm playing in.
Ooh.
So I'm behind he was my number one guy, and, you know, I probably rewound down the DVR 14 times. Did I see what I just saw? Did I see that bottom? No.
Yeah.
Ah! and then started screaming, convulsing, and maybe it was just too much caffeine. But either way, it all comes together, and I'm more likely to take gambles on guys. Playing it safe is boring. So I'll look for the guys with upside, and, well, unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't pay off.
Right.
And, you know, the other thing is going back and reviewing game tape like a sick individual that I am, you're looking at, instead of going just by box scores and by a couple of stat pulls, as most would, perhaps that's the smarter way to go because you don't outthink yourself.
I was going to say, sometimes you know too much.
Yeah, you outthink yourself, I think, a little bit.
That happens to me all
things.
The time, Michael.
Well, I know. I mean, you're the king of the big words. I mean, we've got the Mojination Nation coming with the T-shirt production. I mean, you know, we got a lot of things in the hopper here, Wolf. I mean, we can't, you know, tip our hand on too many. Otherwise, people are just going to start stealing them left and right.
Hey, we have Nick from Tampa who has some fantasy questions. Nick, you're up with Mike Harmon on Fox Fantasy Football.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the show and a big fan of Mike Harmon.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, what do you say for a frustrated owner? I've got a great team with Roddy White and Deshaun Jackson. Neither one produced for me last weekend. And I'm 0-2. So what do you say to these frustrated owners who have a good team, but the guys just haven't come up to what their normal expectation is?
Yeah, I think you got to remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. The schedule makers do their best to get you some marquee matchups to get you all fired up first couple of weeks. And for Atlanta, it's certainly been a rough go. And with White for this week, you know, he and Matt Ryan both appearing on the injury report doesn't help. This week, White gets to battle Aqib Talib, a guy that'll come up, and he's an agitator. He's, you know, the Cortland Finnegan type with a little better ball skills. So wouldn't expect a huge game here. And with Jackson, unfortunately, he's a feast or famine kind of guy. You know, if the big plays aren't there, he disappears in week one. You saw him drop what would have been an 87-yard touchdown pass. And I'm sure if you went back and watched that tape, I don't know that one made the highlight reels. He probably should have to remind people of what could have been. But he's a guy that I think on the balance, you're going to get your big plays. Just hope he stays upright.
Yeah, I always go by the theory of you don't bench your stars, but do you think White should be a bench this week?
I wouldn't bench him. I mean, odds are you don't have two or three, depending what your setup is in your league, three guys that are rock solid that would replace him. Would I temper my expectations? Sure. If you have matchups that just, you know, overwhelm you, then perhaps you go with the gutsy call. Just be prepared that if, you know, talent wins out, it's probably going to be one that you're kicking yourself with, and hopefully it's not the cause of an 0-3 start.
One final question. Looking at either A.J. Green or Jordy Nelson.
I think with Green, you're more guaranteed the target numbers. And Chicago, I think, being a little bit disrespected at home, people expecting the meltdown. Like, the defense still playing fairly well, with the exception of the free release they gave to Devery Henderson for that 79-yard score. How come nobody goes up and punches guys at the line of scrimmage anymore, Wolf? What happened to that? Got to slow these speed guys down. But I would expect Chicago to give Green Bay some fits. And with Jordy Nelson, you're not expecting a huge target count. So I'd go with Green for that. Just he's going to win out and have more opportunity.
Thank you, Nick.
All right.
Mike, was Devery Henderson going against you last week?
It was more just we had so many questions after Colston got hurt of whether it would be Meacham, whether it would be Henderson, and it was just, you know, also being my Chicago roots, you know, as Wolf well knows, it's more just when you see something like that happen, when the guy's game is purely based on speed and you don't bother to check him at all, and you let Drew Brees go back and wind up for the 79-yarder, you're just scratching your head, saying, what happened to the NFL that I knew way back when?
We might get him in our poll question here. Jim in Newcastle, you're up with Mike Harmon on Fox Fantasy Football.
Hello, guys. I have a trade question for you. I'm pretty weak at running back. Fred Jackson is my number one running back, and then behind him I have Cedric Benson and LeGarrette Blount. I have Antonio Gates as my starting tight end and Greg Olsen as my backup tight end. I have an opportunity to trade Antonio Gates straight up for Tim Hightower. Am I a fool to do that? Am I not really upgrading at running back, or is that something I should consider?
I think you're being a little short-sighted because, first off, you're not going to have teams that defend, you know, if you can – play the tight end well, you're going to defend the tight end well. And that's exactly what you saw last week with New England, is they really tormented Gates. Why? Because they know how to get Gronkowski and Hernandez open on the other side. And with Hightower, you already saw Roy Helu start creeping into the backfield, 74 yards last week, as well as a couple of receptions. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a split there before long. Hightower's a guy that, you know, Shanahan likes, but you know, Helu showed himself in the preseason to be a solid force, and Hightower, they don't want to burn him out. With your running backs, Blunt, Cedric Benson, the only thing you have to hope for in terms of Tampa Bay is they don't get behind too early and abandon the run like they did in week one, where you saw Ernest Graham creep in. As long as they're in games, Blunt's going to get his workload. So I don't know that you need to panic, and I think this would be a panic move.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Yep. You know, and you've cautioned folks, Mike, on not panicking yet. When do you admit the sky is falling, go into panic mode and run for the hills?
I think once we get to the quarter pole, I mean, you can start looking at guys and saying, all right, they're not getting opportunity. Why aren't they getting opportunity? And rely on idiots like me that burn off too much coffee and go back and watch the games to try to figure out exactly why they got erased. You know, this past week with Gates, I mean, it was just that. I mean, they just bodied him all over the place and didn't give Rivers lanes and said, okay, Vincent Jackson's going to beat us, as well as Mike Tolbert for the second straight week catching eight balls out of the backfield. So, you know, we're seeing people giving up on guys that they drafted at elite positions, guys they drafted in the first, second, or third rounds. I mean, Gates, you had to decide to go out and get him. To say, I'm going to give up on that and go to Cam Newton's, you know, third target is foolhardy, because eventually Carolina's going to realize they don't win unless they run the ball. D'Angelo Williams stole money. Eventually they're going to make him pay for it.
Mike, who's your biggest risers and fallers now?
Well, for this week, I think we've got a couple of matchups that come up. You mentioned Daniel Thomas a little bit earlier. He's got Cleveland on the slate, and you know Reggie Bush takes his back seat. So I think you got an opportunity there. Marshawn Lynch is a guy that's been killed off the first 2 weeks. I mean, you guys watched him basically fall to the ground last week. I think he has a better game here at home going up against Arizona. Denver gets their guys back, Lloyd and Marino, but Eric Decker is kind of interesting. If Lloyd's going to draw the coverage from Finnegan, perhaps you could find a little bit of room for Decker. On the other side of that matchup, Nate Washington and an oldie but a goodie, Matt Hasselbeck, just gunning downfield. We'll watch Britt's hamstring, but you know, I think it's an opportunity. I think eventually you get a little bit of help from the run game. Hasselbeck's a guy that could put up some points.
Have you put any thought into like having another fantasy category for like NFL fines? You know, guys, you consider who's going to draw the most fines?
Well, do they get to walk around like Judge Smell saying, my arm is broken? Or I'm sorry, the Rodney Dangerfield character, but you know what I mean? Hey, you know, we go to the Caddyshack references. That's how
I was
going to
say.
I am.
You get points for pulling out Caddyshack, brother.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in that, you know, with between fines and the mountains of injuries, if I can field an all-injury team from what I drafted, I think I should get bonus points for that.
Before we let you go, Craig Wolfley's taken one look at all these fantasy scores and how they've gotten up so high. And actually, he's really looking at the league at large. And obviously, you're an NFL fan, and we have a poll question going right now. Do you want to hearken back to the days of yore, as Wolf likes to say, of smash-mouth football, or do you like the wide open style that the NFL has become and is becoming more and more every year?
Well, the football fan in me says get back to where the hogs ruled the earth and guys were getting it done on the ground. The fantasy guy in me says more scoring the better for everybody, right? So everybody's happy. One injury that we're noting, just as an aside, Mario Manningham did not practice today with a concussion. But yeah, I'm a big fan of, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust myself. My Midwest roots show.
We're giving you a smash mouth vote.
There you go. See, there's somebody else who understands a cultivated mind.
By the same token, I'm going to give half a point to wide open with a fantasy consideration. So now the smash mouth leads wide open by a vote and a half. Mike, great stuff as always. Thank you for helping me set my roster and so many other people's rosters around Western Pennsylvania.
Happy to do so. Hey, I got one last ditch effort. For those that did start 0-2, you can still sign up for free. Fox Fantasy Football, foxsports.com/fantasy. Rebuild a team from scratch and get yourself on the winning step.
Where are you going to be this weekend, Michael?
locked and loaded. You can find the radio stuff I'll have listed up on Swollen Dome a little later. We're doing the positional rankings will be go up on the Dome later, as well as lineup calls on FoxSports.com with some more nods to all those guys playing in between the tackles. Why? Because they get no love.
Well, I imagine that would be because it's on your website you're talking about when you refer to the Dome, right? Because I know your forehead is big enough, but, you know.
Well, it is a walking billboard, that is for sure. It is SwollenDome.com, following the Twitterverse, at Fantasy Freaks, at Swollen Dome. We'll get those lineup questions answered.
You Fox know. Fantasy Football, SwollenDome.com.
There you go.
Mike Harmon, thanks very
Thank
much.
Thank you, brother.
Me. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
All right, stick around. Jerry Dulac has just entered the room. We'll be talking with Jerry Dulac when we continue. That's giving me a lot of trouble, Wolf.
Are you going to go Elmer Fudd again?
We continue in the locker room with Quegg Wolfwe here on 970 ESPN Radio. Where would